All right, opening game of the season is in the books for the Merrimack Warriors. 4-0 loss at UMass Lowell. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, Scott, interesting, a lot of new faces in the lineup, obviously. You know, you talked about, I guess, trying to get guys prepared for what it's like to play against a team like UMass Lowell, like Lowell in particular. But sometimes maybe you almost have to experience it yourself to really understand what it's like.
Yeah, I think so. But, Lowell plays that game really well, but every team in the league is going to try to play that game, and we got to be ready to play that game too. And we gave our effort, but we certainly didn't play our best, and made some complicated plays where simple plays were in order. And I believe all four of their goals came off of our stick, a turnover when you tried to make a bigger play than it existed.
Maybe a good example of what you were talking about, second and third period as well. Tough to get pucks to the net tonight. I mean, that was the case really from the get-go. But even in those two periods, you go several minutes without a shot on goal, and then you have a rush, you have an opportunity, and it seems like maybe trying to make the perfect play or something like that, and you don't end up with a shot after all.
Yeah, I think we tried to be a transition team tonight, and those are the situations, and then we complicated our offense. Just not enough time, in college hockey to make the extra pass or take the extra stink handle. You just got to play faster offensively, and we didn't play fast enough offensively, and we also held on the pucks and allowed them to, take ice on us, and then that came back at us, and I think that was the biggest challenge, is we just didn't manage the puck well because we tried to make complicated plays, and that's just not in our DNA, and we need to figure that out soon.
Maybe the key play of the game, second period, close game there. You're on the power play. Some guys I thought looked like near the end of their shifts, maybe tired guys out there. They get a 2-on-1 shorthanded and they score.
Yeah, and again, that was a puck we didn't make an easy play on, and that turned it over, and then they went down 2-on-1, and nothing Max for doing that. I mean, they executed really well. It was just disappointing, yeah. We got beaten all phases of the game. They scored in the power play once or twice. They scored on our power play once, and we didn't generate enough, obviously. Look at our shot total. So that was a old-fashioned ass-kicking.
You mentioned Max Lundgren, maybe one of the positives, I thought, earlier in the game was keeping you guys in it, keeping it a close one- or two-goal game there. Maybe you mentioned it, but tough to blame him, really, on any of the goals that went in.
Yeah, no, even late, he kept competing. He kept playing hard for his group. I was really happy with the way he played, and I hopefully that will be reflected on the film, but I think it will be, because he battled every puck, he battled every shift, he got dirty early in it, down and dirty on the ice early. He certainly faced a lot more challenges than their guy did, and I thought he played fairly well through that.
Changed up the lines as the game was going along. I'm not surprised with the way the game was going, but anything that you liked there as you moved along, some combinations that maybe you liked?
No, I just was trying to get some spark, We just didn't have, it's funny, we had these lines last week that we started the game in, and they were really successful. But today we just, and I don't know if it was chemistry. I just think we were trying to make too big a play. Like, we just tried to make too big a play. We can't do that. And that was true, and I felt like by changing the lines up, maybe they'd get the mentality of, okay, let's simplify our game. We did a little bit near the end of the game and got some chances, but, not enough.
All right, last question. I know you talked earlier in the week, talking with Mike McMahon about the game tomorrow at Sacred Heart, that maybe you were thinking about changing it after this game with Lowell ended up on the schedule, but, the way things worked out, I'm glad to have a chance to get back at it tomorrow night and try to maybe, erase some of what happened tonight.
Yeah, and I think it's good for, the guys who didn't play tonight deserve an opportunity. I mean, we just gave them one. The guys who played just gave them an opportunity, right? So they deserve it. They worked just as hard as everybody else. They didn't get chosen today to be in the lineup. But I think playing that extra game allows us to get better, maybe put this one behind us a little bit. But more than that, it gives more of our depth an opportunity to show that, hey, I should be in the lineup or I should be in this situation. So that's, I think it's a really good thing in the end. Sacred Heart's really good, so it'll be a great test. They didn't play tonight. It'll be another great test. But at the end of the day, tomorrow we're going down to get our game on track, and hopefully it goes our way. But I just want to get our game on track.
Yeah, long season, one game down, 33 or more to go, so long way to go here.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way right now, but I know you're right. And we'll turn that around and hopefully take tonight's disappointment and make it a positive in the future.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night down at Sacred Heart.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.